It's Saturday, December 14th, 2019. I survived Friday the 13th. No, I'm not really superstitious. Okay, yes I am. And I'm also surviving the holiday season. How are y'all doing? I went shopping yesterday and it was not good. Many people are very rude and we need to be kinder to one another, but we are not. At one store, a lady shopper saw me approach a table full of chocolate gifts for children. She ran over and snatched one of the chocolate candy canes off the table before I could pick it up. I wanted to say, "Don't worry, lady, we can get more chocolate." I didn't, though. I moved on. The lines were long. I had a basket full of stuff and the man behind me had two items, some chips and a sandwich. So I let him get in front of me. He was shocked, but happy. Then it happened. He wanted hard liquor. The cashier did not have the key to the liquor case. She had to call a manager. The manager did not come. We all stood there. The cashier apologized. The man apologized to me. I said, "No worries. I just don't want my grandson's ice cream to melt." Still no manager. The ice cream was definitely melting now. The young man was very handsome. He said, "I guess you wished you didn't let me get in front of you." I said, "Oh no, we all need to be nicer to each other because we are all in this together. We're all we've got." He smiled, a great smile. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one communications in the digital age, talking about communication during this most stressful time of year and a happy time of year. The holidays.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
One scenario during the holidays is the holiday office party or the holiday work event, or any party where a lot of your coworkers and your boss might be there. If you are shy and not crazy about small talk with strangers, the office holiday party adds to the stress we all face in the month of December. I've got tips on how to survive and thrive. I was planning a Halloween video podcast. I wanted to complain about all the freaking Halloween parties at work. When did all the costumes seep into the job? Probably the millennials. I blame them for everything. And my daughter is a millennial, and I like to tell her that. There are many reasons why I hate Halloween, and I really hate it at work. First of all, it's supposed to be for kids, not for grown men who want to dress up like women. Okay, one of my former coworkers loved to show off his Halloween costume where he dressed up as a woman. I'm fine with cross-dressers, and I believe in civil rights for all. I live in California, for God's sakes. I believe people have the right to do whatever they want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else. But when I'm at work, I don't want to see a colleague dressed up like a tomato. I never know if I should laugh or order a salad dressing on the side. My dislike of Halloween may come from my childhood. We were poor, and for years, we couldn't afford a costume. I was always a ghost or a hobo. We had a white sheet and my mother would put it over my head, cut out two holes for eyes so I could see. Then I was a hobo. I would put on some of my old Uncle Johnny's old clothes and just rub mud on my face. Mud facials. Maybe that's why I have great skin now. I don't know. Back to our survival tips for the holidays. There is no argument that good communicators succeed in life and in work. If you communicate well, you are more successful. During the holidays, that means knowing how to mix at the company holiday party. Okay. Like many other things, I don't like work parties. If I never have to attend a work party again, I'm fine with that. Here is why I feel qualified to coach all of you in this area. I was a television reporter. I was trained to approach strangers and ask them for comments and sound bites. I would approach victims of house fires, accident victims, people who survived health care mistakes, politicians who were caught cheating on their wives, mean politicians who hate reporters. I did it all. I loved it, and I did it very well. Then I moved to PR, and I had to attend fundraising parties. I was supposed to mix and mingle and talk to people about why they should donate money to the university. I am not a fundraiser. I was hired as a news director, but I was also hired to promote the university, especially potential donors. So I had to do fundraising too. Talk about uncomfortable. I would attend these big parties, and if I didn't move around the room and talk to as many people as possible, my boss would explode. And she hated it when she would see me talking to coworkers or friends. I was not hired to do that, she would scream at me later. Horrible woman. So here are some tips for you on mixing and mingling at holiday parties, and they're going to help you in any situation, during the holidays or any time during the year. Before you get to the party, have a plan. What time are you going to arrive? How long are you going to stay? And when you're going to leave? And stick to your plan. Don't deviate. That's how you get into trouble. When you get there, work the room. Don't just sit down someplace. Move around the room. It helps if you have a drink in your hand. You look more friendly. But do not drink alcohol. I repeat, do not drink alcohol at a work-sponsored holiday party. Never drink alcohol at a work function. I've known more people who have ruined their careers or had their careers set back for years and years because they got drunk at a company function. Nobody likes a sloppy drunk, not even sloppy drunks. Don't drink where you work. Don't do it. If you don't listen to anything else I say, I'm fine with that. Just do this, okay? Trust me. Have your introduction speech ready. Practice it before you get there, and it should sound something like this. Hi, my name is Gloria Moraga. I work with Liz Garcia in News Services. What's your name? Or who do you work for? Or what brings you here? That should break the ice. And you just keep talking from there. Be prepared to talk about your background, your work history, where you worked before, but do not get into personal stories or personal problems. If you were at a loss for words, just talk about the work you do. Examples: I write stories about the university. I shoot and edit videos. I work with the deans to tell their stories. Move around the room chatting with different groups of people. Try to shake people's hands, if you don't mind. Offer to get people a drink. You know, not everybody wants to attend holiday work parties. Some people might be as miserable as you. If you try, you might begin enjoying yourself. I never did. I hated them. I hope I never have to attend one again. But I am old. If they are necessary for your job, embrace them. Whomever is hosting is spending money and effort, so you can be appreciative of that. And remember, soon it will be January. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one communications in the digital age. Turn off the cell phones, look people in the eyes when you talk to them, be warm and friendly, and let other people with fewer items than you move ahead of you in line. Back to my story. The manager finally showed up and got the liquor for the handsome man who moved ahead of me in line. He winked at me and went home to drink and eat his sandwich and chips. When I got in my car, I opened my grandson's ice cream and ate it all the way home. Happy holidays, everyone.